check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
How do I plan to keep my grandmother's legacy alive? That's an interesting question. You know, I didn't say thank you for it. I just said it's interesting. No, I'm joking, thank you. It really is an interesting question because, you know what, this is probably one of the things that that hit me the most was at my grandmother's funeral. They, you know, so obviously her funeral was in South Africa, and it was really small, and I was happy about it. It was intimate. And if you've never been to an African funeral, basically the way they last forever, right? I think we basically, it's almost like Africans have said, the funeral must be as long as your life was. So it was really long, but it was actually quite enjoyable because all of my grandmother's friends spoke, all the friends who are still alive, right? Because she was 96. And then all her friends were speaking who are still alive, and they're telling these stories. And it was so crazy because they'd be like, I remember, and they were saying it in Xhosa. It's like, Namkumbulo Francis. You know, and they'd be like, I remember when I met her in 1948, and we went out together and we partied. And I'm like, my grandma partied? You know, and then other women would talk about, one of my favorite stories was one of her neighbors talking about how my grandmother would always open her house to all the women in the community who needed it. You know, so some women who were being abused would go live with her. And then I didn't know these things about my gran. You know, I didn't know who was living there. I didn't know what their stories were as a kid. I'd see people, but I didn't, you know, I'm a child. I'm not going to be walking up to people and be like, what's your issue? So what was fascinating was that. And I think what it left me with is my grandmother's legacy to me personally was like food and love. That's to me. But I realized her legacy as a whole was more how she treated the people around her, everyone she came into contact with, you know, that she felt she could extend her heart to. It was really beautiful to see, and to see what she had left behind. You know, she left a legacy, she left friends. And it was wonderful watching all these grannies give speeches that never ended. And then the pastor would have to like come in slowly. He's like, okay. He's like, okay. And like grab the microphone and then be like, he's like, okay. That's enough. And I think that was it. So if there's one way I would try and keep my grandmother's legacy alive is just by remembering the tiny impact you can have on somebody's life that may stick with them long after you're gone. That might be it. Yeah. So thank you for the question.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.